upon my destiny, upon my purpose in this earth. Shake yourself.
We've been quickened together with Him, raised up together with Him, seated together in Him in heavenly places.
I've got news for you. Anything that Jesus says in this book, it's not false.
Some more of these guys, and they're going to be coming on the scene. We're going to see revivals. We're going to see things change.
Now, why can you be strong in the Lord? Because He's delegated authority to you. It's in Him. It's in Him.
The church needs to carry out the Great Commission of Christ. You better read it.
To love one another, and that we need to tell each other that we love one another, because you know what? When you're gone, you can't do that anymore. And that's what I regret. And I share that so that, you know, especially family members, and especially when you're getting up there in age, to make the most. And I'm just being honest with you. I failed. But I'm not going to let that get to me. And I know God has forgiven me. And I need to move on with what God has called me to do as a missionary and things like that. But it's still a reality that I need to live with that until I see him again. So, you know what? You got people in your family that you don't get quite along. Take the time to say, you know what? We're family. And we can set our differences aside and we can love one another anyhow. Dad, his name, George. I'm into Greek and Hebrew, stuff like that. Floyd mentioned farmer. I don't like farming in the natural. I was born on a farm. And I thought a lot of time Dad wasted his time with his garden, but I enjoyed the vegetables, stuff like that. But the thing is, though, I came across this word one day in the Greek. It's the word Georgios. And that's actually translated farmer in the English Testament. So Dad was basically living out his name. My dad didn't understand me because my name is Pierre, and that means Petro, that means Little Rock. So, stubborn. It's good to know these things, you know, we're surprised when people die, and we should be surprised because death happens around us all the time. We read it in the news, things like that. It always happens to somebody else, and we never think it's going to happen to us. And, back in Genesis 2:17, God told Adam, you know, the day you eat of this tree, you will surely die. And he did eat of the tree, and he died spiritually. And then later on, he lived a long life, but he died eventually physically. And ever since then, we've had death on this earth. So this is what brings me to what I'm going to read here. I'm actually going to read the whole chapter of Romans 5, because this is my dad's funeral. So anyhow, I'm going to read it quick. It says here, therefore, since we are justified, acquitted, declared righteous, and given a right standing with God through faith, let us grasp the fact that we have the peace and reconciliation to hold and to enjoy peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Through Him also we have our access, entrance, introduction by faith into this grace, the state of God's favor in which we firmly and safely stand. Let us rejoice and exult in our hope and experiencing and enjoying the glory of God. Moreover, let us also be full of joy now. Let us exult and triumph in our troubles and rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that pressure and affliction and hardship produce patient, unswerving endurance. Endurance, fortitude, etc. Character produces the habit of joyful and confident hope of eternal salvation. Such hope never disappoints or deludes or shames us, for God's love has been poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit, whom He has been given to us. While we were yet in weakness, powerless to help ourselves, at His fitting time, Christ died for in behalf of the ungodly. That's the whole world. Now it is an extraordinary thing for one to give his life, even for an upright man, though perhaps for a noble and lovable and generous benefactor, someone might even dare to die. But God shows and clearly proves His own love for us by the fact that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Therefore, since we are not now justified, acquitted, made righteous, and brought the right relationship with God by Christ's blood, that's why I had the song this morning, The Blood of Jesus, how much more certain that it is that we shall be saved by Him from the indignation and wrath of God. For if we were enemies, We were reconciled to God through the death of His Son. It is much more certain now that we've been reconciled that we shall be saved, daily delivered from sin's dominion through His resurrection. Not only so, but we also rejoice and exultingly glory in God for His love and perfection through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received and enjoy our reconciliation. Therefore, as sin, this is important here, going back to the garden, therefore, as sin came into the world through one man, Adam, but we're all there positionally in the loins of Adam, and death as the result of sin, so death spread to all men, all mankind, no one being able to stop it or to escape its power because all men sin. I saw that when I found my dad. I saw death for the first time. It was the first time I ever saw somebody in front of me who had passed away. So there was a bit more of an impact there, unfortunately. To be sure, sin was in the world before ever the law was given, the law of Moses. But sin is not charged to men's account where there is no law. Yet death held sway from Adam to Moses, the lawgiver, even over those who did not themselves transgress a positive command as Adam did. When God told him, don't eat of this tree, and the day you do, you will die. And he disobeyed. Adam was a type prefigure of the one who was to come and to reverse the former destructive, the latter, Christ Jesus, the second Adam, saving. But God's free gift is not at all to be compared to the trespass. His grace is out to proportion to the fall of man. For if many died through one man's falling away, his lapse, his offense, much more profusely did God's grace and the free gift that comes through the undeserved favor of the one man in his humanity, Jesus Christ, abound and overflow to and for the benefit of all. All, not some, all. Nor is the free gift at all to be compared to the effect of that one man's sin, Adam, going back to the garden, for the sentence following the trespass of one man brought condemnation to all mankind, whereas the free gift following many transgressions brings justification an act of righteousness. I'm closing up here. For if because of one man's trespass reigned, death reigned through that one man, much more surely will those who receive, you have to receive it, God's overflowing grace, unmerited favor, and the free gift of righteousness, putting them, or those who receive it, into right standing with Him, reign as kings in this life through the one man, Jesus Christ, the Anointed One. Well then, as one man's trespass, one man's false step and falling away led to condemnation for all men, so one man's act of righteousness leads to acquittal and right standing with God and life for all men. For just as one man's disobedience, failing to hear, heedlessness and carelessness to many, the many were constituted sinners, so by one man obedience the many will be constituted righteous, made acceptable to God, brought into right standing with God. Hallelujah. But then law came in, one to expand and increase the trespass, making it more apparent and exciting opposition. But where sin increased and abounded, grace has surpassed it and increased the more and super abounded. Verse 21, so that just as sin has reigned in death, so grace, His unearned and undeserved favor, might reign also through righteousness, right standing with God, which issues in eternal life through Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One, our Lord. I want to introduce my brother, Emmanuel Ichidem. I've been working with him for a year now. He's originally from Nigeria. God put us together last year, December, and 2015, and then we started connecting 2016. We began to start praying together, and God's got some great things, and I really felt last night that He had to share something out of 1 Timothy 2:4. So, brother, it's a pleasure to have you come up and share. I love you. You know that.
You connais la Bible, Pierre?
Ah, oui.
Mm-hmm.